天父，我们的心何等的渴望。
Father God, our hearts long for you.
渴望那个荣耀的日子。
Long for that day of glory.
因为我们乃是来到天上的锡安山。
Because that day we will enter into the heavenly Zion.
永生神的城邑。
And the city of eternal God.
就是天上的耶路撒冷。
And the heavenly Jerusalem.
主啊，那个在天上的耶路撒冷，今天在圣灵的开启当中，主啊，让我们真实进入其中。
And through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, let us enter into the heavenly realm of the New Jerusalem.
就是祝福你的儿女，祝福你的教会。
Oh Lord, bless your children, bless your church.
叫我们能够装饰整齐，等候那个荣耀的日子。
So that we can all be well adorned, ready for that wonderful and glorious day.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把荣耀感谢都来归给你。
And give all the thanks and glory to you.
你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在启示录二十二章的时候三次提到我必快来，我必快来。
And three times in chapter 22 of Revelation, Jesus said, "I will surely come. I will come quickly."
不单我们渴望天上的耶路撒冷，天上的耶路撒冷也在渴慕我们，渴望我们。
Not only that we long for to see the new Jerusalem in heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem also longs to meet with us.
所以我想我们每一次唱像这样的诗歌的时候呢，对我们的心都是一个极深的一个盼望的提醒，极深一个喜乐的提升。
And seeing a hymn like this stirred up a deep and great longing and hope.
在圣经里面讲到主回来之后，讲到好多的数目满足啊。
And the Bible said that before he returns, many numbers would have been fulfilled.
讲到外邦人的数目满足。
The Gentiles' number should be fulfilled.
讲到殉道者的数目满足。
And the numbers of the martyrs should be fulfilled.
讲到得胜者的数目满足。
And the overcomers' number also needs to be fulfilled.
在罗马书第十一章呢，讲到以色列全家的数目要满足。
And also in Romans 11 says the number of the Israelites that are saved also need to be fulfilled.
弟兄姐妹，我们在迈向这个数目满足的时刻。
And we are marching toward the fulfillment of all these numbers.
所以教会的成熟是主耶稣能够降临的一个重要的基石。
And one great important foundation for Jesus' return is the maturity of His church.
圣经告诉我们说，心腹自己也预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And the Bible tells us that the bride is well adorned, ready with the white linen.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我们讲到在这个震动的时代如何能够进入神的安息，
Therefore, we want to say, how do we enter into rest in the era of shaking?
非常重要一件事情就是我们在地上我们的步伐不管是个人或群体能够与神来对齐。
One important element is that whatever we do, our steps, our things have to be in line, alignment with God.
对于很多的震动对我们来说呢就不会有那么大的影响啊。
And therefore, no matter how things shake,We will not be much impacted.
所以今天特别讲到一个与神对齐的教会。
So we want to talk about a church that aligns with God.
弟兄姐妹，我们个人有力量，因为教会有力量。
If individually is strong, then church will be strong.
那教会之所以有力量，因为教会跟这位永生神对齐了。
And the church is strong because the church aligns itself with God.
那这是在启示录主耶稣讲到这七个教会的时候一个关键的诉求。
And there is a very sincere request from the Lord as he talked to seven churches in the book of Revelation.
所以启示录讲到对七个教会的警语的时候，
And when he warned the seven churches,
主耶稣重复讲了七次啊。
He repeated this statement about seven times.
面对以弗所教会他说我知道。
So to the church of Ephesus, Jesus said, I know.
面对士美拿教会耶稣说我知道。
The church of Smyrna says, I know.
面对别加摩教会神说我知道。
To the church of Pergamon, he said, I know.
对推亚推拉教会神说我知道。
To the church in Thyatira, he said, I know.
对萨提教会神说我知道。
To the church in Sardis, he said, I know.
对菲拉铁菲教会仍然说我知道。
To the church in Philadelphia, he also said, I know.
对老底下教会神仍然说我知道。
To the church in Laodicea, he said, I know.
所以弟兄姐妹，神是无所不知的。
Therefore, our God is God that knows all, the omniscient God.
人所不知道的，神都知道。
Man may not know, but God surely knows.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们最大的安慰，也是我们最大的提醒。
But this is our greatest comfort, also reminder.
他的知道叫我们知道，他是值得我们敬畏的。
His knowing makes us know that He is worthy of our fear.
他的知道也让我们里面得着安息，知道我们一切的眼泪、一切的欢笑、一切的高山低谷，他都知道。
And also his knowing gives us rest or peace because we know he knows all our highs and lows.
我们知道在创世纪里面呢，当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候呢，他有一个名字叫耶和华耶和华以勒。
And there's a term Jehovah Jireh. It's in a book of Genesis when Abraham offered his son Isaac.
Jehovah Jireh, 耶和华以勒在原文是讲到神看见的意思。
Which means God sees.
神看见就是神知道。
When God sees means He knows.
弟兄姐妹，当神看见、神知道的时候，神会有反应的。
When God sees something, He knows something, He will react to it.
就像一个孩子，他的父亲如果看到这孩子有需要的时候，他不光看见，他会有反应的。
Just like a father sees the child's need, he not only just saw the need, but also he will react to it.
所以这位看见的神，他预备。
So when God sees, He provides.
所以我们翻译成耶和华必预备。
Therefore, we translate that term Jehovah Jireh to God will provide.
弟兄姐妹，神看见，神知道。
God sees, God knows.
昨天有好多弟兄姐妹在这里流泪啊。
A lot of people were shedding tears here yesterday.
弟兄姐妹，神都知道。
Because God knows.
可能你丈夫、你妻子都不知道。
Maybe your spouse doesn't know.
可能你爸爸、你妈妈都不知道。
Or your daddy or mommy doesn't know.
可能你在地上最好的朋友都不知道。
Neither your best friend knows about it.
但亲爱的姐妹，神知道。
But dear brothers and sisters, God knows.
神看见。
God sees it.
神看见的每一件事情。
God sees everything.
他都有一个呼召。
And upon everything, He has a calling.
就是叫我们跟他对齐。
Which is to call us to align our perspective with Him.
所以跟他已经对齐的时候，
When we do that,
神会给你勉励的。
God will encourage us.
孩子不要怕，这是条正路，继续往前走。
Said my child, don't be afraid. This is the right path. Keep going.
当神知道、神看见、知道我们偏行歧路的时候，神也会提醒我们。
And when we take a detour, He also sees and knows and reminds us.
神叫我们悔改。
He asks us to repent.
所以神的每一次看见都有属灵的预备，也有物质世界的预备。
And every time God sees something, He has provision, whether physically, materially, or spiritually.
所以要跟昨天晚上在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹说，神看见你的眼泪，神看见你的需要。
I want to tell everyone who shed their tears here last night that God sees your tears.
在这七个教会当中，神都看见。
And for all these seven churches,God sees everything.
那在这个看见的过程当中呢，有五个教会神是叫他们悔改的。
And five out of seven, God had instruction to repent.
以弗所教会神叫他们悔改。
He told the church in Ephesus.
别加摩教会神叫他们悔改。
And Pergamos to repent.
推亚推拉教会神叫他悔改。
And Thyatira to return.
撒迪教会神叫他悔改。
Sardis repent.
老底亚教会神叫他悔改。
And Laodicea repent.
因为他们都偏行了几路。
Because they have detoured, they have gone astray.
但是有两个教会。
Yeah, two churches, about seven.
神没有叫他们悔改。
God did not ask them to repent.
神叫他们持守他们所有的。
But God says, hold on to what you have.
一直到底。
Until the end.
直到见主面的日子。
Until the day you see me.
那这两个教会是哪两个教会呢？
So which two churches are those?
一个是士美拿教会。
One is the church in Smyrna.
一个是腓拉铁菲教会。
One is the church in Philadelphia.
士美拿教会呢，士美拿就是苦药的意思。
The term Smyrna means bitter medicine.
是一个在苦难当中的教会。
So it's a church that lives in suffering.
腓拉铁菲教会。
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, 我们这个在Pennsylvania 有一个城市叫 Philadelphia.
It's also, there's a city, Philadelphia, in Penn State.
它的意思就是弟兄相爱的意思。
Which means brotherly love.
这个弟兄相爱的教会呢，是一个幕后的一盏明灯啊。
So this church with brotherly love is like the last lamb standing in the end days.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们讲到与神对齐的教会。
So when we say a church that aligns with God.
我们需要从神的话语当中看见我们所需要持守的，也看见我们所需要调整悔改的。
And we learn from this church what need to keep and hold on to and what need to be changed and repent about.
好像我们真是像这首诗歌讲的。
So that we can do what just the hymn we just sang.
今同心往西安，美丽又美丽的西安。
Marching towards Zion, the beautiful, beautiful Zion.
美丽的西安。
That beautiful Zion.
不单是我神的圣城。
Not only is the city of God.
是我们的圣城。
It is our city.
有你也有我。
We and you and I are in the city.
因为我们是他用正价所买赎回来的。
Because we have been redeemed with a great price by Jesus.
在我们的身上荣耀这位荣耀的救主。
So he wants to glorify us himself through us.
所以士美拿教会。
So the church in Smyrna.
跟腓亚铁菲教会是幕后世代呢两个属灵的主流。
And the church in Philadelphia, these two churches represent two mainstreams in the last days.
士美拿教会特别是在苦难当中的教会。
Church in Smyrna represent church in tribulation.
像今天在极权国家、在北韩、在中东、在很多不自由的地方呢，这都是士美拿教会的写照。
And it's represented by churches in a persecutor or a dictatorship country, such as northern, North Korea, Middle East.Or many other places.
我们前几天才在线上有一个祷告，有一个在极权国家的一个牧师呢，其实就是一个很小十几个人的教会，被捉拿关了六八个月。
And we had just had an online prayer recently, and knowing that a small group of church leaders were in prison for 6 months.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在自由世界的国家的教会呢，特别要纪念在士美拿教会的。
So church in the free land should remember in prayer those churches in church like Smyrna in a controlled country.
可能今天在线上会有士美拿教会的弟兄姐妹参加啊。
And I know some people from those countries are joining us online today.
在士美拿教会的弟兄姐妹也为腓拉铁菲的教会祷告，叫我们能够持守那个起初的爱，能够持守那个弟兄相爱的实质。
And the brothers and sisters in the church of Smyrna should also pray for brothers and sisters in church of Philadelphia so they can hold on to what they have.
所以弟兄姐妹，幕后世代是这两个教会的合一啊，产生的属灵的见证跟水流，带进复兴，最后带进主耶稣的回来。
And you know the mainstream that brought in revival and the coming of Christ are these two kinds of churches.
我们念一下圣经里面描述的士美拿教会，在启示录二章八节到第十一节。
And let's read the church of Smyrna in Revelation chapter 2.
好吧，我们两个语言一起念，好不好
？Let's read in both in Chinese and English concurrently.
好，你要写信给士美拿教会的使者。说那首先的末后的死过又活的说我知道你的患难你的贫穷你却是富足的也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话其实他们不是犹太人乃是撒旦一会的人你将要受的苦你不用怕魔鬼要把你们中间的几个人下在监里你们被试炼你们必受患难时日你务要自始忠心我就赐给你生命的冠冕圣灵像众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听得胜的必不受第二次死的害弟兄姐妹这里讲到这士美拿教会所经历到的苦难
And here it talks about the tribulation the church in Smyrna has.
弟兄姐妹，这个苦难一直到今天是非常非常真实的。
And this is a very real suffering and tribulation.
有许多的殉道者是无名的殉道者。
There are many unknown martyrs.
但是神知道。
But God knows them.
这里讲到呢，士美拿教会所接受的这个试炼呢，你务要自始忠心呢。
And God asked them to hold on all the way to the end, even the point of death.
你必受患难十日。
And you will be in tribulation for 10 days.
那这个十日呢，有很多的解释讲到罗马帝国的十代君王。
And 10 days, there are many interpretations. Maybe the emperor of Roman Empire.
从尼罗皇帝开始到君士坦丁结束。
From Nero to all the way to Constantine.
中间有十个迫害教会的弟兄姐妹。
And
皇帝。
And there are 10 emperors in between.
你知道那是个越过人天然极限的，那是两百多年的大逼迫。
And that's a tribulation that lasted over 200 years.
所以有人身在逼迫当中，
And therefore, some Christians
死在逼迫当中，
were born in tribulation,
一代接着一代，一代接着一代，一代接着一代。
A generation after generation, they remain in tribulation.
但十日，什么是十日啊？
So what does the 10 days mean?
十日是你的手指头数得过来的日子叫十日。
It means that it's countable with your own finger.
所以是讲到一二三四五六七八九十。
So like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
是我们数算过来的。
Something that we are able to count.
是讲到是一个短暂的。
Means it's a temporal, it's short.
它叫我们在苦难的当中有盼望。
So that we can have hope in the midst of tribulation.
他说你虽然是贫穷，但其实你是富足的。
He says you are, I know your poverty, although you are rich.
所以在信上富足。
Because they were rich in faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，神跟老底嘉教会讲的，跟示美拉教会讲的，完全是一个反差。
So what God advised to the God's advice to the Smyrna church or Laodicea church are extremely different.
你知道老底嘉教会是末后世代的与世界妥协的教会。
Laodicea church, it's a church that compromises with the world.
哦，所以神对老底嘉教会说：“你说你是富足的，一无所缺，但是你是贫穷、眼瞎、赤身肉体的。”
Therefore, God says, you know, Laodicea, you thought you're rich, but you are poor, you are naked, and you are blind.
所以你会发现到一件事情，这个。世界的标准呢是富足，跟神的标准的富足是两码子事。
And you see the standard about richness is so different between God and the world.
所以示美拉教会虽然在物质条件上，在外在环境上好像是很贫穷的。
So church in Smyrna may be very poor physically or in material things.
但他们却是富足的。
But in God's eyes, they are rich.
所以神叫他们坚守啊，你务要至始忠心。
So that he said, you have to hold on all the way to the end. Be faithful.
我就将生命的冠冕赐给你。
So that I will give to you the crown of life.
所以弟兄姐妹，你跟示美拉教会弟兄姐妹接触的时候，你特别感受到一件事情，他们当中有一个东西叫做生命的冠冕。
Therefore, if you interact with church members from Church Life Smyrna, you will sense that there is crown of life among them.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个生命的冠冕不只是为示美拉教会预备的，也是为末后的世代所有跟示美拉教会有连结的教会的一个祝福。
Therefore, the crown of life, not just for the church in Smyrna, but also to all the churches that share the same nature of Smyrna.
你知道我们最近参加很多回家在国际的聚集啊。这个 homecoming movement, they have many international gathering over 40 countries. Okay.
Well, over 40 countries for homecoming movement gathering.
你知道有很多在西方国家的这些教会，差不多有40几个国家，所以在西方国家，在欧洲有很多这个有名的传道人。
Many very famous ministers or pastors in the Western world.
他们的恩赐，他们的口才，他们的发表都是一流的。
And they have great gift. They were very eloquent.
但你知道，也有从中国大陆受苦教会的弟兄姐妹出来的。
But and if you meet with church from China who suffer much for the Lord.
他们没有经过什么神学训练，没有机会。
And they really didn't have a chance to be trained in theological theory or schools.
但是他们站在列国的这个家人聚集的场合，在那里交通的时候。
But when they fellowship or when they share.In front of all these countries representatives,
其实那个是带进最大震动的。
And they brought in the greatest shaking.
他们直接从神那里把那个生命的冠冕释放在大家的面前。
And you sense that there's a release of the crown of life directly from the throne of God through their sharing.
他们讲不出什么高言大志。
They don't have a big theory in their sharing.
讲不出什么好像这个非常非常漂亮的讲章。
Or a very eloquent sermon.
但是当他们站在台上的时候
Yet when they stood up there
哇台下一面寂静大家都在聆听呢
Everybody were attentive to their sharing
而且大家都流泪大家都拥抱他们
And everyone cried
尊荣他们
And everyone want to embrace them
弟兄姐妹这叫生命的冠冕
And that is the crown of life
又是真正经过有血有肉一步一脚印走出来的
Because they obtained that crown through every step of the way with tears and blood
所以我们作为在西方在自由国家的这个菲拉铁菲的教会呢我们尊荣示美拉教会的弟兄姐妹
We really honor members from a church like Smyrna
因为他们真是为我们承受了一个生命的冠冕
Because they have inherited for us a crown of life
有时候我们的一些的聚会也请示美拉教会的弟兄姐妹来分享
And sometimes we invite members from church in Smyrna to share with us
大家都感受到生命的改变
And you can sense the change of life
这个生命的改变是因为真实有一些人为主不惜一切的代价
Our life is changed by their sharing because you sense they have paid the price of their life for the Lord
持守忠心一直到底
In order to faithfully hold on to what the Lord has entrusted them all the way to the end
所以弟兄姐妹这是示美拉教会的见证
And that is the testimony shared by the church in Smyrna
所以我们盼望我们的教会都跟示美拉教会的恩膏有连结
So hopefully we interact with them more often
这时候你会发现你里面会有一个对整个圣灵的领受，对末后世代神工作呢，会有一个更宽广的领受。
And because it will enlarge our capacity in able to receive more what the Holy Spirit is doing in the end days.
你知道，疫情之前，我们有一次带了教会二十几个人，到国内去宣教。
And we went to China as for a missionary trip before pandemic, about 20 some people.
我三个女儿都去了。
Including my three daughters.
然后我这个小女儿那时候她在读高中。
And my youngest daughter who was in high school at that time.
她读教会学校。
And she went to a Christian school.
她宣教回来之后要写个报告给学校。
And after she returned from the trip, she needed to write a report to the school.
她那个报告我是非常感动。
And I was really moved by her report.
我们是在夏天到那里的。
We went to China in summer.
我们这那天聚会呢，挤满了人呢。
And in one occasion, the whole room was packed with people.
在中国南方炎热的夏天。
And it was very hot in the southern part of China.
大概只有这个房子的一半大啊。
And the room size may be half of this size.
但比这个房子坐得挤得多。
But much more crowded.
你们在家庭教会服侍过，这个小板凳是很小很小的。
And we're all sitting on a very small stool.
大家在聚会。
And we gathered and have meeting.
忽然发生一件事情。
Suddenly something happened.
没电了。
There's a outage.
让你知道美国长大的小孩啊。
For kids that grew up in the USA.
By default, 他觉得这是一种 emergency, 马上就会这个 evacuate.
Their first natural reaction is to evacuate.
然后他就整个大家 evacuate.
So they all evacuated.
他的 surprise 是什么？
She was surprised.
全场没有一个人在动。
That nobody moved.
温度就直线上升。
And the temperature just continued to rise.
就没有一个人在动了。
Nobody moved or left.
大家都聚精会神的在那里听讲道，大家都在那里聚精会神的，哇，看见神借着这个仆人要说什么话。
They were so attentive to what the speaker was about to say. Nobody left.
哇，那个场景震动了我那个在这个温室中长大的女儿。
And those reactions really shook hard my daughter who was born in this country like a greenhouse.
她说这个中国家庭，她那个报告上写，中国家庭教会弟兄姐妹真是了不起啊。
So her report says, you know, church members in the house church in China are great.
啊，这么热的天气。没有冷气、
no AC,
大家一动也不动
but nobody moved,
直到聚完会
until the meeting was over,
弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
这只是个小苦难呢
and this is just a small suffering,
但有很多的苦难呢
there are much more,
弟兄姐妹当你跟在苦难当中弟兄姐妹交通的时候
so if you have a chance have fellowship with people that have gone through difficult or sufferings,
会叫我们谦卑
that will humble you,
因为神给我们的环境跟给他们的环境是太不相同了。
Because God has given us an environment so much different from theirs.
所以当跟他们交通的时候，特别扩宽我们的视野，
so,
扩宽我们的心胸，也让我们能够拥抱在苦难当中神的儿女。
And really expand our capacity when you have fellowship with those people and you want to just embrace them.
进入一个合一的水流。
And then so that we can join together into this mainstream of oneness.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们是在自由世界、
We live in the free world.
我们聚会不会聚会怕了一半公安来了、
We don't have to worry about the FBI showed up halfway.
Maybe the LAPD.
Or LAPD. Or Homeland Security.
但是知道在士美拿教会常常要准备这样的场景出现。
But the church in Smyrna has to be ready for that kind of arrest anytime.
下面一个得胜的教会
and next,
是在自由世界的
overcoming church, that's the church in the free world,
就是腓拉铁菲教会
that's the church in Philadelphia.
我们看看上圣经怎么样描写腓拉铁菲教会
Let's see how God describes
it. 好我们请两个语言我们一起念好不好你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人关关了就没有人开的说我知道你的行为你也有一点力量也曾遵守我的道弃绝我的名看哪、我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的撒旦一会是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是说谎我要使他们
And they will learn, and I have loved you, because you have kept my word of patience.
So 我忍耐的道，
I will keep you
我在普天下受试炼的时候，保守你。我越快来，你要持守你所有的免得。你会发现，赦免来教会跟腓拉铁菲教会都有一个特质，神叫他们持守。
And there's one thing that I share commonly by both churches.
持守你所有的，直到路终。
To keep, to hold until the end.
持守你所有的，直到我来。
To keep what you have so far until I return.
啊，你越有一点力量。
You have little power.
遵守我的道，承认我的名。
Keep my word and do not deny my name.
所以在神的话语上不打折扣。
So they do not compromise on the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天教会最大的危机就是在神的真理、神的话上打折扣。
The greatest crisis a church has is to compromise or have a discount on the word of God.
以至于教会失去了影响世界的力量。
Therefore, church like that lose its impact to the world.
哦，所以神为他们为什么可以开一个门呢？
As the Lord says, I will open the door for you.
因为他在神的话语、神的名上忠心持守。
Because they have been faithful in holding true to the word of God.
是无人能关的。
So I will open the door that no one can shut.
啊，在启示录有个特质，他把旧约跟新约的名字说是一起在使用的。
And the book of Revelation used term both used in Old and New Testament.
所以启示录一个特质，他用旧约的这个 terminology 特别多。
And it refers to a lot of terminology in the Old Testament.
其实这边讲到的犹太人呢
，And here the term Jews.
其实我们是真犹太人。
You know, we are
从圣经上讲
，We are the true Jews.
昨天我们特别讲到了，我们因信耶稣基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
Yesterday we shared about that because our faith in Christ Jesus, then we are the co-heir of the promise to Abraham by God.
所以我们是真以色列人。
So we are the true Israel.
那这里讲到的。自称是犹太人，不是真犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们在你们的脚前下拜。
Here God says that the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lies. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet.
所以你从整个上下文来说呢，这个犹太人可以说到是其他五个需要悔改教会的弟兄姐妹。
And you can say these Jews may be the brothers and sisters in five other church.
他们看到一个神敞开的门，看到一个生命的见证，看到一个弟兄相爱的见证。
And they can see the open door by God and also the testament of brotherly love.
当他们看到这一切的见证。
When those five churches see that testimony.
他说我要使他们来到你们的脚前，在你们脚前，来到你们当中，在你们脚前下拜。
So I will bring them, I will make them come and bow at your feet.
事实上在原文那个圣经的意思啊，他是讲到他会因着看到这个见证会来到我们的当中和我们一起敬拜神的意思。
Actually in the original context it said the members of those five churches will see the testimony in these two churches especially Philadelphia they will come in our midst and they will envy what we have and they will worship with us
能够和我们一起来敬拜神。
They will worship God with us together.
所以弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这个腓拉铁菲的教见证不单对着不信的世界有影响力，对着信的信徒也是一个影响力。
The testimony in the Church of Philadelphia not only has impact to the world, but also to the believers.
所以这个，因为他已经得胜了，所以神在这边特别给他们个应许：我在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because they have overcome, so the Lord says, when I try the whole world.I will keep you, I will spare you from that.
弟兄姐妹，换句话说，如果我们不在这个得胜的行列当中呢，在普天下受试炼的时候，你会跟着一起受试炼。
Therefore, if we don't keep ourselves for the Lord's sake, one day when the tribulation comes, we will suffer together with the whole world.
这什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
就跟你读大学一样，有些是必修课的。
Just like when you go to college, there are general requirements.
有些必修课很难，有些大学生呢，到了大四最后一个学期要毕业了才去修那个必修课。
Some general requirement courses are difficult, so a lot of time we keep it until the last year in college, then we take it.
换句话说呢，这个是讲到有些必修课是每一个基督徒都要修的。
So there are some courses that every Christian need to take.
你可以心甘情愿的修，你也心不甘情不愿的修。
And you can take it happily, or you can take it involuntarily.
所以既然要修，我们就心甘情愿的修，是不是
？Since we have to take it, why not take it happily?
阿门。
阿门吗？
不要看见一个心不甘情不愿的 face 啊。
Just don't be very unwilling to take those courses.
换句话说，我们走这条属天的道路。
So when we walk on this heavenly way,
有些课是必须要经过的。
There are some courses we have to take.
就求主给我恩典，能够欢然的接受，欢然的走过去。
Ask the Lord to give us grace so that we can take them gladly.
而不是这个咬牙切齿，心不甘情不愿的走过去。
Not reluctantly grinding our teeth, not happily.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是我们一个重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder for us all.
所以不单我们今天持守，我们要一生持守。
Not only we hold on to the truth today, but all the days of our lives.
你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
So hold on to everything you have, so that no one can seize your crown from you.
所以我们这个跟这个这次在嘉森跟轩轩家里，因为我们认识太好多好多年了。
Because I've known Timothy and Michelle forever. For many years.
yeah.For the future, that's forever, for sure.
yeah.
Because we both have an everlasting life. 那我们都非常感谢主哦，我们这么几十年呢，我们都还活在主里面。
We're very thankful that for decades, we're still in the Lord.
你知道我自己这个年纪越来越大的时候，提醒我自己啊， be alert.
As I grow older, I always remind myself saying, be alert.
不要从这个非拉铁非教会的光景走到那个老底家的光景，或者说是这个不死不活的光景，撒迪的光景。
Do not leave the way of Philadelphia Church to other churches.
所以姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
要持守你所有的。
Hold on fast what you have.
因为有火出现，要会试验个人的工程。
Because one day the fire will appear and our works will be tested.
所以姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
自己要谨守。
You have to discipline yourself.
也要跟谨守的团队一起抱团。
And also join those who discipline themselves for the Lord's sake.
你知道近朱者赤，近墨者黑啊。
You know, you are the birds of same feather gathered together.
你如果周围都是爱耶稣的人。
If you hang out with people that love the Lord.
这就是个保护。
That's a protection.
我们既有许多的见证人如同云彩。
Since we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
弟兄姐妹，所以要没事多抓几片云彩。
So whenever you have a chance, grab a few cloud.
这个世界已经不容易了，不要搞个乌云密布哈。
We're living a difficult time. Make sure it's not dark clouds.
是天上的云彩。
But heavenly clouds.
今天活在地上也有很多的云彩。
And we are surrounded by many heavenly clouds on earth.
弟兄姐妹，这赦免了教会跟腓拉铁非教会给我们的见证，给我们的保护。
And these are the testimony and protection shown by these two churches, Smyrna and Philadelphia.
这是神在末后世代特别提醒我们跟神对齐。
And God reminds us to align with Him in these end days.
那其他五个教会，神有一个共同的呼召，就是悔改。
And for all the other five, God has the same calling, is to repent.
这个悔改的里面呢，事实上是有一个脉络的。
And you can see there's a clear train of thought here.
所以七个教会呢，你从整个属灵的脉络来讲，其实它是两个脉络。
And you see the spiritual train of thought in these two seven churches. There are two lines here.
一个脉络是听见神的话悔改。
One is to listen to the word of God and repent.
他就会走到这个腓拉铁非的路线上去。
And they will be redirected to the path of Philadelphia.
如果听到神的话，神叫他悔改。
They heard the word of God. God asked them to repent.
他没有悔改。
They refused.
你要知道，属灵的事情呢是不进则退的。
And spiritual matters, if you don't make progress, you actually regress.
没有原地踏步这回事。
And you don't stay at the same spot.
所以巴顿将军讲过一句话。
So General Baden said this.
他说最好的防守就是攻击。
The best defense is offense.
所以最好的方法就是好好服侍，你不要站着不动。
So,Spiritually growth wise, the best thing is to serve. Don't stop serving.
弟兄姐妹，你服侍的本身呢，就是一个保护。
Because service itself is a protection.
所以当一个教会不悔改的时候，你知道就会走到最后走到老底家。
When a church refuses to repent, at the end, they will be just like the church in Laodicea.
贫穷、眼瞎、赤身肉体。
Poor, blind, naked.
那圣经里面待会提到，他这个脉络的里面呢，讲到两个关键的东西。
And in these two main lines, there's two relationships.
一个是跟新皮带发生关系。
And one has something to do with the new wineskins.
一个是跟新酒发生关系。
One has something to do with the new wine.
弟兄姐妹，这个新皮带讲到我们这个人。
The new wineskin refers to us.
新酒讲到承接神新的祝福、新的恩宠、新的能力。
And the new wine refers to the blessings from God, the new blessings, new power.
弟兄姐妹，教会在地上为什么会有力量？为什么能够改变这个世界？
How can church be powerful on earth that is able to change the world?
因为我们不断有一个新的皮带承接神的新酒。
Because we have a new wine skins that to receive the new wine from God.
所以面对世界，其实神都有答案。
And facing the challenging of this world, you know, there's always answer from God.
但这个答案在不在我们手中，关键在于我们有没有新皮带跟新酒。
And whether we can hold on to the answer from God is if we are, we're having a new wine skins and new wine.
在旧约圣经里面讲到，以利的日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有末世。
And Bible tells us during the days of Prophet Eli,And God doesn't speak, God was silent and rarely gave revelation.
为什么言语稀少？
Why?
Why wasn't God talking?
Because they don't have the right kind of wine skin.
来承接神的话。
To receive the word from God.
所以言语稀少，不常有末世。
So God did not talk much, neither given any revelation.
所以以利的时代，以色列是个荒凉的时代。
That's why Israel entered into the era of desolation during Eli.
所以弟兄姐妹，如何从荒凉走向复兴呢？
How do we lead desolation into revival?
要有新酒。
We need to have the new wine.
要有新皮带。
We need to have new wine skin.
所以弟兄姐妹，大卫就是一个有新酒、有新皮带的。
David is someone who always had new wine and new wine skins.
他不断地在神面前降卑自己。
And he humbled himself continuously before God.
所以神能够不断地借着他。
So God could continually use him and expand his capacity.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个新酒跟新皮带是关键。
So the key is whether we have the new wine and the new wine skins.
上帝知道，你知道，我知道，撒旦也知道。
God knows, Satan knows, you know, and I know.
所以你知道，撒旦在末后时代破坏教会的属灵力量，就是让他没有新皮带，没有新酒。
And one scheme Satan used to destroy church in the end days that prevent them from receiving the new wine skins or new wine.
我们很快看一下这个新酒新皮带这一段。
Let's read this passage together.
我们一起两个语言念一下啊。耶稣又设一个比喻对他们说，没有人把新服撕下来一块补在旧衣服上的，若是这样呢，就把新的撕破了，并且撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。也没有人把新酒装在新皮带里，若是这样，新酒必将皮带裂开，酒便漏出来了，皮带也坏了，但新酒必须装在新皮带。没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，总说陈的好。所以弟兄姐妹，这里讲到没有人把新酒装在旧皮带里面。
Here says no one put the new wine in the old wine skin.
新酒一定要装在新皮带里。
New wine has to be placed in the new wine skin.
那这是一个非常重要的属灵真理。
And this is a very important spiritual truth.
这也是为什么你知道历世历代很多大复兴都不是神学家兴起的。
And that's why many times the great revival is not triggered or brought in by theologists.
就好像威尔斯大复兴的。
Like for example the revival in Wales.
这 even Roberts.
Even Robbins.
他是个矿工啊。
He was just a miner, a mine worker.
他有一次在矿工的这个主日聚会。
And one Sunday.
这个你知道矿工有个特质啊，这个脸是黑的。
In the gathering of the mine, Sunday gathering of many mine workers.
所以那天的这个主日聚会，很多的矿工坐在下面。
And you know, one thing about mine workers, their skin are always very dusty, very dark.
然后那天早上那个牧师在上面讲到。
So the sermon, the pastor was delivering a sermon that morning.
我讲了一半讲不下去了。
Yeah, he could not continue halfway.
不知道他没好好准备呢，还是怎么样？反正他就站在那里，就愣在那儿。
I don't know what happened, whether he wasn't well prepared, but anyway, he couldn't finish his sermon.
圣灵就感动了 Even Roberts 说：“你上来讲，你上去讲。”
And the Holy Spirit was prompting the heart of Even Roberts, says, "Go up and say something."
哎呀，这个 Even Roberts 觉得是很唐突。
And he felt that was very rude.
那个。但是圣灵一直感动他，你上去讲，你上去讲。
But the Holy Spirit keep on prompting his heart to go up and share something.
他就鼓足了勇气。
So he took courage.
就走到那个牧师旁边。
And went up to the podium.
他说：“你下来，我来讲。”
Said, "Can you just go down? Let me speak."
因为那个牧师没东西讲了，所以就下去了。
And it just so happened, Pastor didn't know how to continue, so the pastor went down.
Even Roberts 就上来了。
Even Roberts came up.
就觉得他没读过神学院的。
He never had any theological training.
他就开始讲了，就圣灵感动他在讲。
So he just started saying according to the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
你知道讲完之后一个场景。
You know what happened after he finished sharing?
你知道每一个脸黑黑的那些这个煤矿工人呢、啊、
？All the dark-faced mine workers.
都两条白白的。
And you look down, there's two white streams.
弟兄姐妹，威尔斯复兴大复兴是这样开始的。
And that's how that revival started.
弟兄姐妹，神要的是一个新皮带，承接他的新祝福、
What God
新的能力、新酒。
To use the new wine and pour it into the new wine skin.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个。什么是新皮带？新酒必须装在新皮带里，是不是？
And the new wines need to be placed in a new wineskin.
所以新酒呢，是神新的祝福、新的恩宠、新的彰显、新的作为。
The new wine refers to God's new blessings, new manifestation, and new deeds.
哦，所以新皮带是承接神祝福的器皿。
And the new wineskin refers to the vessel to receive God's new blessing.
但弟兄姐妹，在圣经里面原文这个新酒的新跟新皮带的新是两个新的。
And you know the word new actually are two different meanings here.
新酒的新是全新的 brand new wine.
The new wine means brand new wine.
那新皮带的那个新呢？那个字是另外一个字啊，是叫 rebuilt.
Yet the new wineskin refers to rebuilt wineskins.
所以不是说神把你这个皮带给拿掉，给你换个皮带，不是这么一回事。
It's not God replaced the old with the new.
换句话说，他们以前用这个羊皮包的这个皮带啊。
For example, they used the sheepskin.
用久了之后，你知道这个变成 very rigid.
And after being used for a long time, it becomes very rigid.
所以它需要 rebuild.
So you need to rebuild it.
所以把这个呢放在一个 bath of oil 里面。
And you have to put in the oil or the oil in the bag.
一个容器里面都是油啊，然后把这个皮带放进去。
So you put the bag into a container that's full of oil. Let them marinate.
所以把这个皮带放在这个油槽里面的，让它浸泡。
So you need to marinate the old bag in a great container of oil.
然后这个僵硬的皮呢，就可以吸收这些油啊。
So the skin of the bag can start to absorb the oil around it.
所以吸收了够长的时间。
And after a period of time,
它又恢复了它的韧性。
And it resumed its flexibility, elasticity.
它又恢复了它这个 shining 的 skin color.
And also the surface becomes shiny again.
这是圣经里面讲到的新皮带。
And that's what it means by to have the new wineskin.
所以弟兄姐妹，是一个 rebuilt 的皮带。
It's a rebuilt.
所以弟兄姐妹，新酒要装在那个 rebuild 被更新的这个皮带里面去。
Therefore, new wine needs to be placed into the rebuilt, the refreshed bag.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, brother and sister,
撒旦在末后时代做的事情，就是让教会拿不到这个新皮带，拿不到这个新酒。
And one thing Satan purposed to do is to prevent church from receiving neither the new wine or rebuilding its bag.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要求神一直给我们一个可塑性的。
And we need to be moldable. We ask God to help us to be moldable.
叫我们这个皮带能够不断的被神更新的。
So that we can be continuously renewed by God.
好叫神新的作为能够不断的呈现在我们的当中，借着我们把这个新酒释放出去。
Therefore, God's new deeds and new manifestation can be seen through us.
所以启示录七个教会当中呢，有两条线，一条线是跟新皮带发生关系，一条线是跟新酒发生关系。
So there are two lines for the seven churches in the end days. One has something to do with the new wine. One has something to do with the new wineskin.
我们再看下面这一段圣经啊。
And let's read on.
在启示录二章六节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 6.
跟启示录二章十五节。
And chapter 2 verse 15.
我们一起来念好不好
Let's read together.
然而有一件事可取的就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为这也是我所恨恶的
So also you have come who hold the teaching of Nicolaitans
这句话是写给以弗所教会的下面这段话是写给别加摩教会的别加摩教会
The first passage was written to the church in Ephesus and the second passage is written to the church of Pergamos
我们一起来念哈，你那里
也
有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。这个尼格拉是什么意思啊
？What does Nicolaitans mean？
这个 las 就是人民的意思啊。
Nicola it's a name。
老底加那个 la 跟这个尼格拉的那个 la 是同一个字啊。
The letters LA means persons。
我们知道老底加是众人的意见。
And they, Nicole Layton, Laodicea means opinions of many people.
哦，这个地方的这个尼格拉这个意思啊，就 dictates over the people， 就是在人的当中呢，愿意常常用自己的己意、自己的 authority 掌权的。
And here Nicole Layton refers someone who likes to dictate over people, wants to be in control in a crowd.
这个东西叫做一个宗教的灵。
And that is the spirit of religion.
换句话说呢，他抓住这个 doctrine。
Other words that they will hold on to certain doctrine or certain teaching,
让圣灵没有办法自由去运作
and limit the movement of the Holy Spirit.
啊，那这样的一个灵呢，事实上在旧约，在犹太教的时候，当主耶稣第一次道成肉身来到地上的时候，弟兄姐妹，其实不是外邦人，不是罗马帝国给他最大的攻击，给他最大的攻击的，就是这些犹太教的这些个领袖。
The greatest attack Jesus received when he was on earth is not from Gentiles or Roman Empire government, but from Jewish people, these leaders.
其实他们最明白旧约圣经。
Yes, these Jewish leaders supposedly understand Bible the most.
但这些人为什么最后会执意把耶稣钉在十字架上？
But why did they oppose Jesus to the point of crucifying him?
因为他们有一个宗教的灵。
Because they all had the spirit of religion.
他们抓到的是一个体制。
And they insist on a system.
啊，抓到的是一个 rule.
And rules.
哦，安息日他们只抓到那个 rule， 他们没有抓到那个核心。
For example, for Sabbath, they just want to keep Sabbath, but they don't understand the substance or spirit behind Sabbath.
所以当主耶稣第一次道成肉身来到地上的时候，那些最应该拥抱他的人，成为最后抵挡他、把他钉在十字架上的一般人。
Therefore, when Jesus came to this world, those who supposedly embraced him the most became the people that actually crucified him.
所以当主耶稣挂在十字架上，主耶稣最后讲了一句话。
So when Jesus was on the cross, he said this.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
你知道这句话是震动人心的话呀。
And that is such a shaking statement.
他们做了一件天大的事情，然后他们不知道。
They did something very big, but they had no idea.
你说为什么不知道
？Why? Why didn't they have any idea what they were doing?
他们是熟读圣经的。
They supposed to be
熟读摩西五经的。
They know the book of Moses.
但耶稣说。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
你知道这是宗教的灵后面一个非常可怕的东西啊。
So this is a very dreadful thing behind the spirit of religion.
弟兄姐妹，大卫说，重大跟测不透的事我都不敢行。
And David says, I dare not to do anything big or I cannot understand.
你要这些有宗教灵的人啊，重大跟测不透的行啊，他大胆的行啊。
Yeah, these people who are possessed by the spirit of religion can totally do that.
所以你知道宗教的灵让人非常骄傲。
And the spirit of religion make people proud.
导致于圣灵已经在他们当中没有办法做任何的事情。
To the point they limited the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个宗教的灵的后面呢，是让圣灵完完全全失去了他的自由，失去他的主权。
And the spirit of religion will actually stop the working of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has no longer have control.
啊，有首诗歌讲：“神的圣灵，我们欢迎你降临。”
Oh, the Spirit of God, we welcome your coming.
慈悲怜悯的天父，全能的上帝，我们真欢迎你降临。
Merciful Father, our heavenly God, we really welcome your coming.
弟兄姐妹，有宗教的灵啊。
With the spirit of religion,
他是没有办法让神的灵降临的。
Will prevent the coming of God's spirit.
因为他没有一个 room.
Because there's no room for God's spirit.
有首诗歌说，在我心有空处为你。
And he says, there's space, there's room in my heart for you, Lord.
Oh, 来主耶稣，来主，
在我心。Come and abide in my place.
在我心有空处为你。
There is room for you in my heart.
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣来到地上的时候，这个宗教的灵让耶稣没有任何地方。
Yet when Jesus came to this world, the spirit of religion did not.
狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有镇守的地方。
Did not provide space for Jesus. That's why Jesus says, "You know, fox has a hole, bird has a nest, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head."
所以弟兄姐妹，圣灵没有办法在那个当时那个整个的宗教团体里面做任何事情。
Therefore, Holy Spirit could not do much. in the group, religious group back then.
这同样的灵今天会蔓延在这个基督教的世界当中。
And the same spirit is working in the Christian world.
所以弟兄姐妹一开始讲到尼哥拉的行为。
So in this passage, at first it talks about the works of Nicolaitans.
到了这个别加摩教会，他讲到尼哥拉的教训。
But later it says the teaching of Nicolaitans.
弟兄姐妹。是行为的影响力大还是教训的影响力大
Which one has a greater impact? Words or teaching?
想一想标准答案
Yes, teaching
什么叫行为
So what is work?
行为是个别的
Works are very individual
什么叫教训
What is teaching?
就是有一套逻辑呢把它这个行为合理化变成一个神学
It's like you logicalize your behavior and make it into a theory.
所以行为的影响是个别的。
So the works is individual.
教训的影响是一个 generation.
The teaching can have impact on the entire generation.
你知道美国今天极左派的很多神学思想就是这种东西的产物啊。
You know, many extremists in the left party are actually a part of this theory.
所以弟兄姐妹，尼哥拉的教训要远远比尼哥拉的行为。严重的多。
Therefore, is the teaching of Nicolaitans more serious than?
换句话，神呼召你悔改的时候，你不悔改，这个东西啊，从一个人变两个人，两个人变一群人，然后一群人里面好多个神学家，神学家讲出去神学的理论，最后就变成一个尼哥拉的教训。
And it's like God calls you to repent, you refuse. Not only you didn't refuse, you make others become part of it, and gradually you develop into a theory. You become a theologist and also a theology for this teaching.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有有时候跟一些这个其他的这个教会交流，有的时候你会发现他讲的都是对的，但是里面的东西就是感觉到 something wrong.
Have you had an experience like you fellowship with people from other churches? You say, yeah, whatever they're saying, it's correct, but something's wrong.
就觉得常常就是一个宗教的灵在其中。
Many times, maybe it was because they're affected or bounded by the spirit of religion.
你不吃下去的时候觉得，哎，这个东西有点道理哦。你吃下去，你觉得这个东西好像把我整个人给绑住了。
And you say, well, you can refuse to eat a word because it sounds correct. But once you accept it, you should feel that you are bounded right away.
所以宗教的灵叫人得不着新皮带。
Therefore, the spirit of religion prevents people from receiving the new wineskin.
圣灵完全失去了他的主权跟他的运作的自由。
Because the Holy Spirit lost its authority to move freely.
所以弟兄姐妹，这叫做不出于神的坚持。
And that is some...Holding on to, not out of God.
它是一个体制性的，可以是个人性的。
And it can be on the individual basis or a system basis.
个人性的叫行为，体制性的叫做教训。
Individual basis is regarded as a behavior or work, yet for system-wide behavior, it's called teaching.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，一个教会为什么会从腓拉铁菲的光景堕落到老底嘉的光景
？How can a church fall from the church of Philadelphia to Laodicea.
啊，就是这个宗教的灵让整个东西僵化了。
Because the spirit of religion has made them very stringent.
而且你要知道，跟随主，我讲这个宗教的灵叫人骄傲。一个真正有新皮带的人，我们会知道要谦卑。
And someone who are in the new wineskin knows how to humble.
谦卑。
Humble themselves.
让神来做。
Allowing God to do His work.
像主耶稣，像那首诗歌里面所说的。
Just like the hymn says.
凭你一心主，凭你一心。
According to thy will.
主你是陶
器。You are the potter. And we're
just
the clay.
我是泥土。主你是陶匠，我是泥土。
Lord, you are the potter. I'm just the clay.
所以弟兄姐妹，依照宗教的灵呢，他不是陶匠，我们不是泥土。宗教的灵是我们是陶匠，我们也是泥土。
For the spirit of religion, they claim themselves to be both the potter and the clay.
所以那个真正的陶匠出现的时候啊，那个假的陶匠会把它给 get rid of.
Therefore, when the real potter appears, the false potter will kick him out.
这就是主耶稣在地上两千年以前发生的事情。
And that's what happened to Jesus over 2,000 years ago.
那同样的灵，你知道，今天在基督教里面是一直还存在的。
And the same spirit of religion remains in Christianity even till this day.
所以弟兄姐妹，另外一件事情呢，当我们谦卑的时候，弟兄姐妹，你知道一件事情呢，当神在磨造你的时候，当这个陶匠在塑造你的时候，
When the potter is making or molding us,
你不一定会感觉舒服的。
You never feel comfortable.
哦，主啊，我是一个碗，你一定要把我做成盘子，把我压得扁扁的。
So Jesus, I'm a bowl, but you insist on making me a plate, make me so flat.
换句话说，你要知道一件事情啊，就是当我们真正在神面前呢，有一个谦卑的心的时候啊，你有一个预备啊，就是神会把你带出你的 comfortable zone。
So when
会把你带出你的安适区啊。
When we really all humble ourselves and allowing God to do His work, then sometimes He will take us out of our comfort zone.
你知道宗教的灵的另外一个彰显呢，就是他在他的安适区里面呢，他不肯出来的。
Another manifestation for the spirit of religion is that it doesn't like to change. It will stay in its comfort zone.
我就是神，神就是我。
I am God, God is me.
哦，所以除了我以外，通通是 not acceptable.
And anything outside of me is not acceptable.
所以陶匠要来塑造这个瓦器的时候，
So when the potter comes to change and mold the clay,
他没办法去陶塑这个东西。
And it's not gonna work.
所以第一个，这个宗教的灵。
So the spirit of religion.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们要有一个可塑性。
We need to be moldable.
当然前提是我们要持守真理。
Of course, it's on the basis of holding on to the truth of God.
你不是持守这个可塑性很大，可塑性到一个地步跟神的圣洁都违背了。
You cannot be so moldable that you can act against God's rule.
所以但弟兄姐妹要谦卑。
So humble ourselves.
预备你自己，神有能力带你离开你的安适区啊。
And always be ready that God will take you out of your comfort zone.
弟兄姐妹，这是神来扩充你。
Because God is expanding us.
所以第一个撒旦的杀手锏是宗教，是这个宗教的灵。
The first scheme Satan has is the spirit of religion.
如果在宗教的灵里面不悔改，就会堕落成这个别加摩教会。
If you don't repent, from the spirit of religion, it will fall into the condition of church in Pergamos.
别加摩教会再不悔改，就会变成撒迪教会。
And if you don't repent, then you become the church of Sardis.
按名你是活的，其实是你是死的。
And according to your name, you're alive, but in fact, you are dead.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because none of your deeds is complete or perfect in the eyes of God.
在幕后资本主义繁华的世界，那个撒迪教会就会彰显成老底嘉教会。
And then gradually the church in Sardis will grow into church of Laodicea.
外面很富足。
Yes, outwardly they are rich.
穿的衣服都是法国做的。
And their garments are well made in France.
搞不清楚，好像所有的名牌都法国来的。But anyway.你知道这个水流啊，是第一个水流啊。
And this is the first stream.
那撒旦的第二个杀手锏是什么
？What's the second scheme Satan uses？
哦，我们再看下面一段圣经，好不好
？Let's read on.
是在启示录二章十四节跟启示录的二章二十节。我稍微讲一下，启示录二章的十四节呢，是对着别加摩教会的；启示录二章的二十节是对着腓拉铁，这个不是腓拉铁，这个推亚推拉教会。好，我们一起来念一下哈。
Let's read these two passages. First one is to a church of Pergamos. Well, I have a few things. Yes, we have some.
这巴兰曾教导巴勒，将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。启示录二章二十节。然而有一件。
Verse 20. Tolerate a woman Jezebel who called herself a prophetess, called prophetess and is teaching and seducing my servants practicing.
所以弟兄姐妹，这里讲到一个，他是用旧约的两个人。我再提醒大家啊。
There are two characters here.
启示录有个非常特别的现象。
And one special thing about the book of Revelation.
他把很多旧约的这个名称名词又带到新约来了。
That he bring in the terminology in the Old Testament into the New Testament.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为后面那个灵啊。
Because the spirit behind these things
是贯穿旧约跟新约的
transcend through both the Old and the New Testament.
换句话说，耶洗别的灵就是我们今天所遇到这个灵淫乱的灵，巴兰的灵也是我们所遇到。
And Balaam and so spirit of Balaam and Jezebel are the spirit that we encounter today. They're spirit of adultery.
他只是换了一个名字，又出现在我们的面前。
They just change their names to make their appearance.
哦，所以在巴兰的时候讲到第三个教会，讲到这个别加摩教会的时候。
And when it comes to the church of Pergamos, the third church.
这里讲到呢。
Says here.
有一个绊脚石在那里。
There's a stumbling block.
叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
So they eat food and sacrifice to idols and practice sexual immorality.
什么是吃祭偶像之物？
What is to eat food sacrifice to idols?
吃祭偶像之物啊，是属灵的淫乱。
And that's the spiritual adultery.
行奸淫是肉身的淫乱。
And practice sexual immorality are physical adultery.
所以换句话说，属灵的淫乱会带来肉身的淫乱。
Therefore, spiritual adultery will bring in the physical adultery.
在推啊推拉教会当中呢。
In the church of Thyatira.
它是先发生的是肉身的淫乱，然后是属灵的淫乱。
It's the other way around, as seen in verse 20, says they practice sexual immorality.
换句话说
and they eat food sacrifice to idols.
所以不管是属灵的瓦解，或者是肉身的很多道德规范的瓦解，都会带进同样的结果。
Whether it's a spiritual or a physical collapse or moral standard, both result in spiritual disaster.
属灵的淫乱会带进肉身的淫乱，肉身的淫乱也会带进属灵的淫乱。
The spiritual adultery will bring in physical adultery, reverse the same way.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个是整个这个七个教会当中的另外一个撒旦的一个杀手锏的叫人在神的圣洁上妥协。
And this is another scheme played by Satan so that we compromise God's holiness.
所以弟兄姐妹，提醒大家，神不会在他的圣洁上跟人妥协。
So I just want to remind you, God will never compromise His holiness.
神的圣洁，弟兄姐妹是不容干犯的。
And His holiness cannot be offended.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，这从旧约你可以发现，整个以色列历史，每一次他们跟神的圣洁挑战的时候
，See if you look at the history of Old Testament, every time when Israelites challenge God's holiness,
国家都造成一个非常可怕的结局。
They all encounter some very tragical thing.
他们一而再、再而三、三而四的挑战神的圣洁的时候
，Repeatedly they challenged God's holiness.
神宁愿让这个国家亡国，让他的圣殿被火焚烧。
God rather have his nation destroyed and his temple burned.
为什么？
Why?
神要借着以色列的被掳恢复他的圣洁。
Because he wants to restore his holiness through the capture of his people.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们有软弱就是软弱，你要不要合理化我们的软弱。
If we have a weakness, just confess, yes, I am weak. Don't try to rationalize your weakness.
你知道今天很多美国极左派的这些神学思想啊，就是在人的软弱当中呢，找一个合理的解释。
A lot of false teaching these days is try to rationalize our weaknesses. Make it right.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们有软弱的时候
，So if we are weak,
你就承认你的软弱。
Just admit that.
求神宝血遮盖我们
，And ask His blood
给我们一个悔改的心。
Just repent before Him.
叫我们重新与神对齐。
So that we can realign ourselves with Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个是我想非常非常重大的一件事情。
This is something very, very big and important.
就是这个淫乱的灵呢，最后产生一个结果。
The spirit of adultery will have a result.
所以这个淫乱的灵呢，叫人得不着新酒。
Because it will prohibit us from receiving new wine.
所以弟兄姐妹，这两个杀手锏。
These are two schemes played by Satan.
一个宗教的灵。
One is the spirit of religion.
一个淫乱的灵。
One is the spirit of adultery.
这个宗教的灵叫人得不着新皮带。
And the spirit of religion prevents us from receiving the wineskin.
淫乱的灵叫人得不着新酒。
The spirit of adultery prevents us from receiving the new wine.
当我们没有新皮带，没有新酒的时候
，When we don't have the new wine or the new wineskins，
我们就进入那个暗迷，你是活的，其实你是死的光景。
Then we enter into a state by according to God that in the name you're alive, but in fact you're dead。
所以弟兄姐妹
，Therefore brothers and sisters，
这是贯穿人类历史当中撒旦的两把杀手锏。
And these are two great schemes exercised by Satan through the history of mankind。
以色列为什么会亡国？
Why did Israelites lost their country?
圣殿为什么会被毁？
Why was God's temple ruined?
因为宗教的灵跟淫乱的灵充满了在以色列。
Because the spirit of religion and the spirit of adultery fell among Israelites.
所以神没法做事。
So God could not work.
所以被掳是唯一的救救方式。
So he had to let his people be taken. That's the only way to save them.
被掳才归回。
Because once they are taken away, they can return.
才可能有新的皮带。
Then there were remnant. There are the new bags.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
旧约如此，新约仍然是如此。
Same thing to the New and Old Testament.
所以提醒我们一个非常非常重要的事情。
So we need to be reminded something very important.
就是要悔改在神的面前。
Is to repent before God.
不要把我们的软弱合理化。
Don't rationalize your weakness or faults.
我们的软弱，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, God is righteousness and He is faithful. He will forgive us of our sin and wash our sin away.
千万不要叫我们 走到这个七个教会这个堕落跟往下沉的路线。
Just make sure we don't follow the path taken by those fallen churches.
叫我们能够拒绝宗教的灵，拒绝这个淫乱的灵，活在圣洁的光中，活在圣灵自由的运行当中，叫我们最后走到非拉铁非的光景。
We need to refuse to follow these two spirits and turn ourselves to the right path so that we become those two successful churches.
弟兄姐妹，末后世代神家的未来是腓拉铁非教会跟士美拿教会的合体。
In the future of church in the end days is the combination of both Church of Philadelphia and Smyrna.
我们尊荣那些在苦难当中神的儿女，他们为神家持守那个生命的冠冕。
We need to honor those children of God who in tribulation kept the word of God.
那个生命的冠冕也是我们的冠冕。
And they have the crown of life. That's all something we can share.
你知道我们有一次特会请了从腓拉铁非教会来的一个很重要的领袖。
And in one of our conferences, the key speaker was a leader from a church in Philadelphia.
哇，所有的参与者都是非常非常的惊讶跟受感动。
And every participant of the conference was greatly surprised and moved.
因为他这个在牢里面坐了多少次牢，跟这个公安打了不知道多少次。
And he has been in prison so many times. He had to deal with the police over there.
把这个内脏都打坏了。
And his inner organ was beaten and damaged.
但他来的时候。
But when he came to our conference,
你可以感受他身上没有一点的火燎味。
And you don't feel any negative ambience on this person.
没有一点的不饶恕。
And there's no unforgiveness neither.
真是这边讲到那个生命的冠冕呢。
And you could really sense the crown of life on him.
听姐，这是我们今天在美国在自由世界需要的信息啊。
And this is the message we who are in the free world need.
你知道美国这个社会啊，是孕育老底家的温床。
And USA is a wonderful, it's like a wonderful place to cultivate a church of Laodicea.
It's too cozy.
Because it's too cozy.
这个太舒适了。
It's too comfortable.
你知道生于忧患，死于安乐。
You know, you live in suffering.
你知道为什么常常喜欢跟这个士美拿教会的弟兄姐妹交通啊
？Why do I like to have fellowship with church in Smyrna?
让我们里面 be alert.
So that I can become alert.
像我们里面呢，这个有士美拿的成分，也有腓拉铁非的成分。
And so that in me, I hope there are components for the Smyrna, also components for Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
希望你多认识一下士美拿教会的这些神的儿女。
I really encourage you to have more fellowship with Church of Smyrna.
因为这两个的 mix 会是教会在末后世代的主流。
Because the mixture of these two churches will be the mainstream in the end days.
你知道今天最大的复兴在哪里吗
？You know where is the greatest revival now?
在士美拿教会。
It's in the church in Smyrna.
今天你知道最大的复兴在伊朗。
That's in Iran.
那伊朗的逼迫比中国大陆还要严重。
You know the persecution in Iran is much greater than the one in China.
你知道从穆罕默德西元第六世纪建立回教到现在，现在是。大量的回教徒信耶稣、
And there's a great number of Muslims return to the Lord.
你说陈弟兄，我怎么没听到？你说陈弟兄，我怎么没听到这个消息、
You say, oh, Brother Chen, how come I never heard of that?
这是伊朗的传道人亲自告诉我的。
This is information shared by the minister in Iran.
因为伊朗是地下教会中的地下教会。
Because they are the underground church of the underground church.
大家地下好几层的。
many several layers under into the earth.
所以很多消息都是你不知道的。
So a lot of news are prohibited.
你知道很多这个回教徒一个村子一个村子的信耶稣。
And they're saved village by village, the Muslims.
晚上做了一个梦啊，大家都做了一个梦。
And one night everybody had a dream.
从哥西马尼园梦到主耶稣钉死，梦到主耶稣复活。
They dreamed the last journey of Jesus from the Garden of Gethsemane all the way to Calvary and also his resurrection.
所以今天美国跟伊朗虽然关系不好。
Even though USA doesn't make friends with Iran.
但是伊朗的教会现在是非常复兴的。
But the church in Iran is experiencing a great revival right now.
弟兄姐妹，士美拿的恩膏是我们所需要的。
The anointing for the church in Smyrna is something we need.
腓拉铁菲的恩膏也是他们所需要的。
And the anointing of Philadelphia is something they need.
所以弟兄姐妹，帮我们每一个人都悔改在主的面前。
Hopefully we all turn our hearts before God.
我们再念下一个 slide， 最后一个 slide。
The last slide.
是历代的。OK， 这个历代复兴的两个关键事情，我们刚刚提到。
And、the two key factors of revival throughout all generations.
我们认罪悔改。
First is to confess and repent.
好叫我们得着新的皮带。
So that we can receive the new wineskins.
你知道我信主这么多年了。
And I have believed in the Lord so many years now.
我常常回到主的面前问一个问题啊。
And I often ask the Lord this question.
主耶稣啊，我今天持守这么多年的东西啊，有没有价值啊？
Is there any value in the things I hold on to in all these years?
我常常反问我自己的问题啊。
And I ask myself.
为什么？因为避免我走到那个宗教的林里面去啊。
So that because I want to do a self check, make sure I'm not going into the spirit of religion.
所以这个是我们常常需要在主面前调整悔改的。
And so we need to adjust and repent all the time.
我们悔改，我们认罪啊，弟兄姐妹，你要知道，有时候我们教育儿女啊，也是在尼格拉的林里面教育儿女。
Sometimes when we teach children, we are in the spirit of Nicolaitans.
因为我是这样子，所以你也要这样。
Because I say so, then you should do it. Because I act this way, you should also act this way.
因为你祖父、你爸都是医生，所以你一定要做医生。
And your grandfather, your daddy, they're all doctors, so you have to be a doctor.
我们教会就有这么一个姐妹啊，痛苦得不得了。
And we do have a member in our church who suffer like that.
因为她天生就不是做医生的。
Because she wasn't made to be a doctor.
但是她的家族好多医生。
But there are so many doctors in her family.
弟兄姐，这是宗教的灵的另外一种呈现。
And this.Another kind of manifestation of the spirit of religion.
耶稣基督的十字架是给人自由。
And the cross of Jesus Christ is to set us free.
一个属神的自由。
To give us a freedom from God.
所以我们亲爱的爸爸妈妈们呢
？Dear parents.
你的角色
？Your role.
是帮助你的儿子完成上帝要给他的呼召。
Is to help your children to accomplish God's calling on him.
而不是你梦中想象你将来的儿女是怎么样的。
Not your ideal son or daughter.
你知道我是 engineer.
I'm an engineer.
我的三个女儿就没一个是 engineer.
And none of my daughter is an engineer.
我也不会说是觉得很这个 regretful.
And I don't feel regretful.
我说根据你们的呼召。
I said, well, just pursue according to your calling.
所以弟兄姐妹，认罪悔改。
Repent, confess.
好，叫我们这个皮带呢，能够恢复它的 rebuild 的这个 quality。
So that this wineskin can recover the quality of the rebuild.
叫今天圣灵的恩膏呢，在我们这个旧皮带上面呢，能够重新浸泡我们。
Allowing the anointing of the Holy Spirit to marinate.
给我们新的韧性。
So that we have new elasticity.
弟兄姐妹，这是关键。
This is the key.
因为新皮带是我们借着悔改可以得着的。
And we can obtain the new wineskin through repentance.
但是新酒这是神主权的。
But as far as new wine is concerned, that depends on God.
所以我们恒切的祷告，持守圣洁。
So what we need to do is to diligently pray and hold on to holy.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
The eyes of the Lord move to and fro on the earth.
要显大能，帮助那些向他心存诚实的人。
And to strengthen, provide strong support to those whose heart are blameless toward Him.
主知道谁是属他的人。
Because God knows who belongs to Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真正来到主的面前，倾心吐意在主的面前，真正爱神，把神摆在首位。
So when we really come to the Lord, pray our hearts and really love Him and honor Him as first in our life.
让宗教的灵离开我们。
and ask the spirit of religion to leave us,
一到新酒很自然而然就会来了。
And the new one will naturally pour in.
啊，很多的时候，你要知道，因为我们有时候去带特会啊，带着很多不一样的教会。
You know, we attend conferences here and there, that's sponsored by different
churches. 有些教会是非常非常传统的。
And some churches are considered very traditional.
你提圣灵这两个字都要非常小心的。
And you have to be careful when you refer to the term Holy Spirit.
啊，有一次我们聚完会了。
One day after the meeting,
我在祷告。
I was praying.
啊，居然神有一只手在推我的手。
And I sensed someone was pushing, moving my arm.
那时候我在想什么？我在想他们这么保守的教会，我怎么好下去为他们按手祷告？
And I felt God was pushing my arm to pray for them, but I was like, well, this is a traditional church.
弟兄姐妹，对我们来说可能很平常，对很多。弟兄姐妹跟教会，他们一辈子没见过这种事。
And to us, maybe laying hands is very, very common, but some churches they never saw it before.
我正在祷告，想我想主啊，要不要为他们按手祷告
？As the Lord, should we lay hands on them?
神就后面一只手推我的手。
神啊，还是谁？
神。
神。Okay, God. God actually.
可能是神差了一个天使吧。
Some God sent an angel or something move my arm.
To push 我的手。
To push my arm.
啊，我就很大胆的就他们按手祷告。
So courageously I stood up and started praying for them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我如果当时也是僵在那里，我也是被宗教的灵给限制住。
If I refuse to move and become rigid about it, then I become someone bounded by the spirit of religion.
你知道我们讲，我们是真正的三自教会。
We are the true three self church.
自由、自然、自在。
That we are very free and very natural. Very natural.
Freedom!
Freedom!
自由
Very free. Freedom.
自然
Very natural.
Natural. 啊，自在
Very
cozy.
Comfortable.
啊，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。
And I will walk to the altar of God, God of my favorite. Oh God, my God.
我要弹琴称颂你。
I will sing praises. I will play harps and sing praises to you.
我要弹琴称颂你。你看多自然，多自由，多自在，对不对？
See, that was very natural, very comfortable.
听陈弟兄讲到，可以听好多歌哈。
When you listen to my share, you get to hear a lot of singing.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣灵来是叫我们得自由。
Holy Spirit comes to set us free.
越到末后时代。
Especially in the last days.
我们第一堂讲到是 AI 时代。
And we'll talk about in our conference that this is the era of AI.
从现在到主回来。
From this point on to his return,
这个世界的震动会越来越厉害。
The shaking would just become more and more and greater and greater.
所以如果你在一个宗教的灵呢
？If you are bound by the spirit of religion,
你做基督徒会非常非常的痛苦。
And then it will be very hard. You will suffer much as a Christian then.
所以求神帮助我们，释放我们。
So ask God to set us free.
啊，不再被宗教的灵辖制。
Not to be bound by the spirit of religion.
我们才是真正的三自教会。
Because we are the true three selves church.
在圣灵里面自由
We're
自然
very free
自在
in the spirit, very natural,
所以弟兄姐妹
comfortable.
啊，神在末后时代要恢复他的家。
So in the end days, God wants to restore his house.
啊，最后一节圣经我们一起来念，马拉基书四章六节。
Let's read the last passage, Malachi chapter 4. And we shall turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, the hearts of their children to the father.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一代接着一代。
So generation after generation.
啊，叫父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
The father's heart shall turn toward their children, children's heart toward their parents.
在神的家中进入一个合一的状态。
So that there will be unity in the house of God.
我刚刚在讲员室走出来的时候，看见这个你们这个。这个 children program 哇，好多好多 children 呢。
And I passed by the classroom earlier this morning. I saw so many children.
感谢主啊。
We thank God for that.
我们的心转向他们。
And turn our hearts toward them.
不用一个宗教的灵去辖制他们。
Don't bind them with the spirit of religion.
为什么 pastor kids 有时候反而进教会的时候不容易？
Why is harder for pastors kids to stay in the church?
因为他看见他父亲太多宗教的灵。
Because they observe a lot of spirit of religions in at home.
所以弟兄姐妹，求神给我们恩典。
Ask God for His grace.
叫圣灵先来充满我们。
So the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts first.
叫我们带着神的爱、神的宽广、神的自由来拥抱我们的下一代。
So that we can embrace our next generation with the love and the freedom of God.
好，叫我们的下一代真是透过我们能够认识这位永生神。
So that through us, our next generation can come to know the living God.
你常常下一代最美好的见证就是耶稣不单是我爸妈的神，也是我的神。
The best testimony a child can bear is that Jesus is not only the God of my father, but also my God.
所以弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
特会有结束啊。
The conference will end eventually.
但圣灵的运行是无往不透。
But the movement of the Holy Spirit does not stop.
是不止息的。
It's unlimited.
盼望今天圣灵赐给我们每一个人一个新的皮带，
新酒。And we pray the Holy Spirit gives us a new wineskin and new wine.
叫我们恢复腓拉铁菲的影响力。
So that we can restore the impact as a church of Philadelphia.
叫士美拿教会的生命的冠冕也能够成为我们的冠冕。
And also the crown of life that belongs to the church of Smyrna can become ours.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.